got money problems, I'm sorry. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. I just treated praying like a hobby, and then I prospered at Godspeed, and it got me.
Money, money, power, I need checks in every week.
Back to another episode of Prosper to Godspeed. This is your host, Godspeed. Hope y'all doing good. I know it's been a while, but I'm not even gonna just harp on it. We're just gonna, you know, get right back into season two of Prosper to Godspeed. But last time we talked, I talked about becoming a father, or just having a baby, being pregnant, having a baby. And today's episode, we're going to talk about, for my fellas, you know, fellas and the women too, you know, so just talk about the process, like understanding and working as a team when you have a baby, something new, something completely different. Just a few tips, just a few pointers, just a few things that I've observed since being a father this short time. So without further ado, just gonna, you know, get right into it, man. So obviously it doesn't take, it's not rocket science to know that the everybody's life is about to change, you know, and the parties involved, you know, the dad, the mom, you know, husband, wife, even married. So I can only speak to being married. I can't speak to co-parenting or whatever. And I hope that I don't ever have to, you know, because I value my family. I value being together and all that stuff. So the number one thing, fellas, to understand, When the baby, you know, I'm kind of going to be all over the place just because, like, I've been eager to do this episode and my notes and everything are just scatterbrained. And that's okay, because I'm going to make it work. It will be straight. But the number one thing to understand is that, fellas, your wife is going to need some time to adjust, like her body, her mental, her emotions. Like, it's not going to be the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, her body, her mind, everything is geared towards helping the baby survive. And it might take them, or her, it might take them a few weeks, months, you know what I'm saying, to get back to normal. And as the husband, as the man, it is our job to understand, like, all right, she's going to need extra help. And I'm not saying that I'm saying I done did this perfectly, because I haven't. You know, I haven't been, you know, 10 toes down like I should have been. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning. It's a learning experience. But nobody's going to come out and know exactly what to do. You know, moms, women have that natural ability, just, you know, just being more nurturing naturally. So they're going to understand things way ahead of time than we will. But with that being said, we have to be there to support our women 100%. You know, we have to be there to comfort them, baby them, and just support them, you know, because they're going to need it. Their mind, their mental, emotional is changing. And the more you help out, I'm not some expert, but I feel, I remember my wife was talking about this, in the beginning stages of our son being born, the more the people can understand each other, help with each other, we felt like it can decrease the chances of postpartum depression. So in short, postpartum depression is depression post-pregnancy. So, you know, a lot of women explain it as intense feelings of sadness, hopelessness, frustration. And don't get me wrong, I think everybody like has it, you know, but I feel like there might be tears or, you know, severity, like somebody might have it really bad. But I feel like as men, if we can be there to support our women, it's kind of help take the load off. It might decrease the severity of it. You know what I'm saying? I have a friend who, I'm not gonna name drop, but I remember her telling me when she had her baby, she was like, I just one day I was driving and I just wanted to just drive off the road, and I was just like, and this is me being like fresh to the mental health field. I was just like, what? You were thinking that, not understanding the effect and all the stuff, you know, that pregnancy does to a woman. Like it's a beautiful thing. Like, don't get me wrong, having a baby, all that. But it's such an adjustment period. It's such a time for changing and understanding new stuff. Like, it's all of that and more. And I feel like as men, as the man, as the husband, you know, it's our job to be a outstanding partner, outstanding. Like, we got to be better than we were before, you know. And it's tiresome. You know, it's tiresome. It can be frustrating. And I would even go along the lines to say that men have postpartum too. I know I found myself, there were moments where I found myself really frustrated. Like, I couldn't believe really like how frustrated I felt, or I was, you know, when our son would cry or do certain things. I mean, he's a baby, he's an infant, he's newborn, there really isn't too much he can do but goo goo gaga, poo pee, cry. But there were times when he would cry and I would just be like, I would kind of just stare. You know, I didn't know what to do. I would feel like, man, like, what is going on? What is this? I'm not going to be a good father. I'm not going to do good. I can't deal with this. I would have all those type of thoughts. And those things are real. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I say. That's what I say. I would go along the line to say, you know, men have a little postpartum too. I'm not trying to take away nothing from women. But I think men, and I think as a wife, as a woman, who's in a relationship, whatever, with the father of their, you know, baby or whatever, it's good to know, like, okay, he probably needs adjusting too. He's probably thinking these things too. He don't know what he's doing. I don't know what I'm doing. And, you know, A, B, C, D. And I think having that understanding or just knowing that can help for a better, like, transition to parenthood. So that's one of the things I wanted to talk about. Just, fellas, we got to step up when that baby come, man. And we got to be more patient, more understanding. And if you're, you know, if your wife, and especially in the Black community, mental health is such a something we don't like to talk about. We don't acknowledge it, you know, especially in the older generation. In my generation, it's starting to talk about it more, and it's more accepting to it, saying like, I need therapy, I need counseling. But if your girl come to you, yo, and she's like, you know, I ain't right, whatever, don't push her off, don't brush it off. And there's nothing wrong with saying it's gonna be okay, but understand there's a chance that she might need extra support, and that's something that y'all have to talk about, obviously. And if y'all feel it necessary, you go get that extra help, man. And you let her have a true mental health provider that can help, you know, with the effects of a pregnancy. Cause, man, it's hard, man. It's hard, man. Like, it's getting better now. Our son is 3 months and some days. He's 3 months and some days, and it's getting a little easier, man. He's sleeping more through the night. I think that was the hardest part for me, was just like getting into that deep sleep, and then that boy going crazy over there in that bassinet, like, ah! And I'm like, you know, and my wife is tired, I'm tired. So I think that was the hardest part, you know, for me, for us, you know. But now it's to the point where it's just like, you gotta do what you gotta do. And I think having that attitude towards it helps with the effects. For me, it helps with the effects of, like, I'm going to be tired. I'm not going to really get the sleep that I was getting. I'm not really going to have the opportunity to dabble in my leisure or my, you know, hobbies, like I did before. And I just gotta accept it. And then once you accept that, it's like, okay, cool, you know, cool. So it kind of helps a little bit, but it's hard. It's an adjusting period, and I would say don't rush it. Just talk, man. Nobody's perfect. You gotta talk, husband and wives. We gotta talk to each other. We gotta talk when we feel like our partner is not doing something that we feel like they should be doing. Just talk about it. You know, if you ain't talk about it, if you haven't told them, brought it to the table, you know, don't expect something to be done if you haven't discussed it. You know, and when you discuss it, be open to getting feedback back. You know what I'm saying? If you bring something to the table and they bring something back at you, you gotta be open to it. You know, don't, you know, shut down. Don't say this ain't about whatever. Just gotta be open. Gotta have an open conversation. Because I from experience in these 3 months, having a baby changes, you know, sort of changes the dynamic of the relationship. And it could be for the good, it could be for the bad. And I really feel like our son is a blessing. I feel like he's gonna be got my doggone thing going crazy. I feel like he's gonna be, you know, a different state. He's gonna bring a different aspect to our family, to the history of the family, man. And I just hope whatever he does in life, he just does it maximum effort. I don't want him to be like his old man. I don't want him to be keep saying, I'm gonna do this when I do this or whatever. I want him to be like, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do it, and that's just gonna be it. But anyway, it's a beautiful thing, man. Another thing is you know, just being thoughtful. You know, that's a part where that's something that I struggle with. Being thoughtful, you know, not taking the extra step to go and say, I got this, or I'll do this since you're up breastfeeding, or since you're changing the diaper more than I am, I'm gonna do this. And a lot of times I feel like, for me personally, I just, you know how it's that thing where it's like, I was gonna do it till you said something, now I don't wanna do it. Like, I feel like that happens a lot, because in my head I'm just like, yeah, I'm finna do this. She gonna be happy that I did this, you know, she ain't gotta worry about this, ABC. And then she'll be like, can you do this? And I'm just like, man, here you go. But regardless, man, just being more thoughtful, and as a human, naturally we're selfish, man. It takes a lot of work to learn how to be unselfish. And obviously having a kid, you know, you're a good parent, you know, having a kid is going to make you not be selfish. Even though it's okay to be selfish, you know, you catch my drift, like, you still a person, you still got dreams, aspirations, things you want to do. Like, it's cool to still pursue those things. But like, a kid makes you unselfish, because you got to take care of a whole human. Like, in the living room on the other side of this wall is a small person. And, you know, even though that extra hour of sleep be great, man, I got to get up and feed that man, or he not gonna eat, you know, and he gonna cry. So being thoughtful. And it goes both ways, man. It's just not fellas being thoughtful, because the woman, you know, carried the baby 9 months, man. Like, we gotta be real. We gotta be honest with ourselves. Like, stuff affects inside of marriage. Stuff affects the man too. A lot of times we don't talk about it, but it does. And, you know, sometimes it can be neglected, man, and then we'll feel like our feelings, our points, you know, are invalid. It don't matter, and only thing matter is, and that's just a good man, you know, the man just cares about his woman being happy. But, you know, we want y'all to be like, you know, are you okay? Are you good? But you know, a you know, blah blah blah. We want that. You know, we might not ever say it, but we want it. And if you're hearing this, and you're in a relationship, serious relationship, marriage, whatever, like do that. Do that for the man's, you know what I'm saying? He gonna appreciate it. He gonna appreciate it. And when it happens, it's like positive reinforcement. It's like positive praise, positive reinforcement. You know, like it makes us want to do stuff. You know what I'm saying? Not wait till you say it, but being thoughtful, ladies and gentlemen, both ways, being thoughtful. You know, you might be on maternity leave, and you're at the house all day with the baby, and your man's come home, and he's like, all right. You know the man tired, been at work. So give him, you know what I'm saying, give him 30 minutes to an hour to decompress, you know what I'm saying? Because it's only fair that if it's a situation like that, whether the mom is home all day, husband at work, that the husband come home and take over for the night, basically, you know what I'm saying? So if that's the case, you know, just get a man's, you know, Give him 30 minutes, hour, maybe an hour and a half, just to take a shower, decompress, man, get some food, you know, whatever, and then let him take the duties. And vice versa, man, if it's a situation that's the other way around, the dad is at home, wife is at work, you know, you're at the house all day with the kid, man, of course you're going to be tired. Of course, your woman's get home, you know, you give her time to take a shower, get relax, man, and then she'll come in there and do what she do. But being thoughtful, man, being thoughtful and not being mean and nasty towards each other, because being tired, being sleep deprived, it can make those emotions and those feelings stick out and show its ugly head, man. It's so hard to manage and process those type of things when you're not getting sleep, you can't think straight. And all it takes is like the slightest thing, and then it's like, oh, World War III. So being thoughtful. And you know, I would say the biggest thing is just communicating, man. All of this is just communicating. Because that baby, that baby is gonna change everything, you know. You won't feel the same. You won't think the same. Like now when I think about podcasts, it's like I'm doing it because I like doing it. It's fun. But I'm also thinking like, how can I be more consistent so I can make this a monetized thing, and it can provide, you know, food and stuff for my family, change our lives, that type of thing. You know, that's what I'm thinking now. And even with the music, it's the same way. It's like I gotta get better, I gotta be more consistent, you know. Somebody gonna hear it one day. All it takes is, you know, one person to hear a podcast, hear a song, man, and that person can have influence or not, and they just spreading the word. And you know how it is nowadays, things just catch fire so fast. And I'm not looking for a catch fire fast type of thing. I want to master the craft a little bit better, and then, you know, put it out there, and you know, hope, and if it be God's will, man, it do what it do, and the rest is history. But being having good communication, being thoughtful, understanding that everybody's tired, not just one person, no matter how much, you know, you feel like you may do, everybody's tired, man. The baby crying affects everybody. Now, I ain't gonna lie, it's been some nights that our son has cried, and my wife said that she tried to wake me up, but I didn't move. And, you know, it'd be like that sometimes. You know, because I still been, you know, going to the gym early in the morning, all that stuff. So when I come home after, you know, being a counselor, school counselor for 8 hours out of the day, my wife's a teacher, man, we both be tired, you know. You know, thank goodness her grandparents are here to watch the kid, watch both the kids, watch the boat while we're going to work. But we be dog tired, man. And it's just good to have that support, man. And I feel for anybody who don't have that support, because it's hard, man. I didn't even really know how expensive daycare was until, you know, we got pregnant and my wife was talking about it and we were looking around, man. That junk is high. That's another car note or, you know, rent, you know. So, especially for a good daycare. So, man, gotta count our blessings there, man. If you got family and people willing to come and watch your baby while you still go do work and all that stuff, man, that's a blessing. But also, if you don't, man, you know, prayers to you. Prayers to, you know, just keep your head up. Stay strong for your baby, babies. You're a single parent, single mother, single father. You know, you've been tasked with this responsibility. No, it's not fair, but it's something only you can do. And your kids, you stay the course, be strong, be positive. And there's going to be something at the end of that journey that's rewarding. Just don't give up, man. My mom was a single parent for a while after her and my dad got divorced. And, you know, she did what she had to do, you know. You know, yeah, some things were neglected, but she did the best she could. And I feel like me and my brother turned out pretty decent. And my dad, you know, he was still in our lives. We saw him every weekend, every other weekend. So we still, you know, had a man figure in our life. But a lot of kids don't got that, man. I don't mean to get off subject, but being in the school and seeing, you know, parent contacts with these kids and seeing only mother and auntie and family friend, grandma. So, like, shout out to the women's, man. Get a little clap, man. Shout out to the women, because, you know, working in the school system and seeing what I see, man, it's 3-4 women raising all these kids, man. And it's not fair, man, because, you know, we, you know, as a man, we 50%, you know, we're responsible for creating that baby. And, you know, you losing your life and stuff like that, that's different. But, like, not being there, not having some type of relationship with the folks, with the kids, man, to where they can't even put you in their system for somebody to contact in case of an emergency, that's wicked to me, man. That's not right, because them boys, for sure, man, the girls too, but them boys need that structure, man. These kids doing any and everything. So it's a little bit off topic, but it's all about parenthood and adjusting to parenthood, because I think different now, man. When I look at these kids, I look at it different now. Like, do they have somebody at home to set the example for them, man? Because it's scary, some of the stuff they say, they do, that they get into, man. It's scary. I'm like, a lot of the times, man, it's babies raising babies, man. These parents are younger than me, you know, and their kids are acting crazy, you know. And I mean, it makes sense why, you know, dad's not around, because dad had a baby, got a girl pregnant when he was in high school. He didn't know what to do. He dipped out. But it's just something. It just, as a community, as a culture, we gotta get better at, man. You ain't gotta be with the girl, with the man, but y'all gotta find a way to make it work so that baby can be getting everything he needs, she needs. And that's just real, man. But I really want to talk about marriage, but I think I'm gonna save it for another episode, cause I got some stuff I want to talk about with marriage, man. Cause a marriage, you know, if you listen to this podcast and you're married, man, you already know it's hard, you know what I'm saying. And me and my wife and I, we had a talk yesterday. We're just like, you know, we're gonna have differences. We're not always gonna see eye to eye on things. We're going to bring up things that are going to be uncomfortable for each other to talk about. But that's how marriage last. Like, if we didn't talk about these things, if we just let things, and it don't matter how many times you talk about it, man, as long as it's not nothing big that's like affect, that's, you know, detrimental to somebody's health or just disrespectful, then it's not really that big of, it's not like something you should worry about, you know. But the small things, you talk about those things, you don't let them fester, you know what I'm saying? You talk about them, and I feel like you talk about them, that's how marriages last, man. Communication, excuse me, communication save relations, man. Just, I think that's the biggest reason why marriages fail, man. I mean, you know, people have infidelity, and you know, they do that stuff, but communicate, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Being a follower of Christ, my buddy said to me one time, I remember we were on a man's call, we were just talking, and one of my friends had mentioned, you know, that him and his wife had been going through something, and that they experimented with something. And I was just like, bruh, just, it ain't gonna be the same, bruh. Just get a divorce, go on by your bed, and it ain't gonna be the same. And my buddy was like, nah, the devil, you know, wants you to be divorced. God doesn't like divorce and stuff like that. And, you know, only grounds for divorce is, you know, infidelity. But this wasn't really a case of infidelity, I don't think. But that just got me to thinking, you know, why would God bring two people together and don't want them to work out, man? So it's all about fighting, you know, fighting for yours. But you don't fight with bribing, you know, GGs, guilt gifts. You don't fight with those things. You fight by praying, communicating, talking, the willingness to learn, to understand, the willingness to accept, like, your flaws, the willingness to say, I was wrong, I'm gonna do better, and the willingness to try to do better. You know, you ain't gonna be perfect, because at the base of who you are, that's who you are. But I think the best thing you can do is just work on it every day, just get a little better every day, that's all. You know, God knows we're not perfect, so why would we try to be perfect? You know, just work on it, man. But I'll just say that for another episode, man, because marriage is one of those things where you're just navigating life with another person, man. You're really getting to know a person, you know what I'm saying? But I take a little bit more time and plan out my notes, man, get deep under the skin, get to the heart, get to the mind of y'all. But I just didn't want to keep putting off working on the podcast. I mean, this is something I really enjoy. And it's just kind of been, since the baby's been born, it just kind of been like, and then I've been really focused on music. So now I'm learning how to split my time between music and podcast, because it's two things that I enjoy. And so I got to learn how to, I got to learn how to prioritize, use my time right, you know. But you take anything away from this podcast, you take away being thoughtful when the baby comes home, understanding that your husband, your wife is experiencing things mentally, physically, you know what I'm saying, emotionally, you know, that it's gonna take some time. Everybody not the same. They might be over in a day, might be over in a few hours, but it's gonna take some time. Likelihood of them going through something is a high chance. And it's just better if everybody is just patient with each other and communicating, like, hey, this is how I'm feeling. I'm feeling super overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. I'm frustrated when the baby cries. I feel like just giving up. I just don't, you know. And it's just, you got to be there for them. You got to be there for each other. You got to be there for each other, because it's going to be hard. Y'all ain't going to be in no sleep in the beginning. And everything is going to worry you. You know what I'm saying? Feet turning the color. baby choking on the milk, everything's gonna worry you, you know. Rest, I mean, check with your child provider, you know what I'm saying? Don't listen to me, I ain't a doctor. But, you know, check with your child provider if you're feeling uneasy about something. I know my wife do. And she'll be like, oh, that don't look right, doctor. But that's just how it is, man. And it's better to be safe than sorry. So understand that communication, being thoughtful, patient, being kind, and just understanding, like, everybody's going through probably the same thing right now. Except the baby. He's just like, give me milk, you know. So just be thoughtful, man. Be aware of time. Be aware of effort. You know what I'm saying? And just communicate. Communicate, communicate, communicate. And then we'll talk about marriage another time. Maybe make it like a series, man. Just break it down in a few parts, like communication, you know, intimacy, all that stuff, man. Like we'll break that down over here at PDG, and we get to it. But I hope y'all enjoyed this episode, man. Just share it. If, you know, podcast is gonna be available everywhere, man. And just get PTG back up off the ground, man. It's my fault. I'm the leader of PTG, and I just kind of let it, you know, float above the ground a little bit, and didn't really crash, but it got close, and I don't want it to get close again. So, leave me a comment on Anchor. Just let me know if you download the Anchor app, you can like communicate with me. You can like write comments on the episodes and stuff like that. It's a free app, and you can just type in my podcast and just leave comments saying, you know, what you like to hear or what you like about this episode, all of that good stuff, man. Do that for your boy. You know, it's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that. And we gonna make it do what it do, man. New music coming soon. I see music as art and expression of emotion, so that's how I use it. And you know, rock with it or not. But always and forever, man, PTG. Got money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby, and then I prospered at Godspeed, and it got me. Money, power, yeah. I need checks in every week. Oh, yeah. Four seasons, nigga, I need breakfast.